Mishnah.
Sort of back from Ruba.
A guy is a machal is banov. Niach lefneim, potem mishalit. So Rashi, you niach lefneim, oh, you niach lefneim. And there's the first case they ate it. In the second case, the gzeil is kayemes. So, p'tur mishalit, the gmur mefarish time. Also, the Gemara is going to discuss that. Dr. Gemara. I'm Rav Chista. God's law is Yahshua Bailan. Bachava Achloi Mimenu. Rotsim is a guy, Rotsim is a guy. Reuven stole something from Shimon. Lehi became and ate it. So Shimon could be guy either from Reuven or from Shimon. Or from Lehi. What did I say? Levi. Why? My time. Kol kamlin say shabaylin b'rishusay demarekai. B'rishus demarekai. Zok Rashi. Very important Rashi. B'rishus demarekai. V'zeh sh'ochle nasa g'goizloi mei ba'oloi. The extremely important Rashi. Because Kiddu is a famous machoikis k'tzayis in the sivis. In Simon Lama Dalid, where he talks there about whether Gainim and Agan, whether Chaylik and Maganav is Pasla Edis or not. He divides the Ganav, he deals with the Ganav, is Pasla Edis. So Ktsais, so the question over there is, if the Ktsais Tain is, clearly not Pasla, the question is, so the Ktsais learns that when you're Chayilg Maganov or Gainim Maganov or the Gemara on that by Tar Veshasya with the high man the Gaz Chavis the Chamer Mekar Shavazuz then went up and it was worth four and you broke it, so are you a Ganov or not? And in our case, are you considered to be a Ganov? The second guy, is he a Ganov or not? The Ktsais says that Ganim and Ganav, where my he's not considered Ganav Bachal because any Bishusoy of the original Nigzal, and therefore the second guy that steals it from the first guy or the Ganav himself breaks it when it went up in value, he's not considered Ganav. Why? Because it's Ganim and Ganav. Even though it's by him, the Ganav, the first Ganav. Him to do something more to it, it's going to be a Ganav, because Reinan Mishus. So in all these cases, says the Ktsais, he even quotes our Gemara actually, Mishtakapella. In all these cases, says the Ktsais, the Chiv is not Alz Gazlan, the Chiv is Alz Mazik. That's what he learns by Andav Samachay, by the Chavis that was worth one, it went up, and then the Tavr Shasi paid Dalid, says the Ktsais, that's Alz Mazik, not Alz Gazlan. And then Sivis argues. Sivis over there says no. That if you're doing something more to it, now you kind of machine or you break it or you do something more than what it was, so you're vitering the gazelle. You're doing more. You're making it worse than it was. Till now it was shaloi then b'shusa. You're making it any shaloi. That's more of a ganeva. And even then there's no p'tur of going to Menagana. So, Kapanim, this Rashi is of utmost importance, because this Rashi says, Beferish, not like the Ktsais. Beferish Rashi. Mizesh Achloi, Nasek, Goizloi, Mibba Olav, Rashi says. So, what all the Ktsais is, that Goyim and Ganev is Pat Lagamri, this Rashi is Lahedia, in our Gemara, and Ktsais quotes this Gemara, that the reason why that the original owner has a right to collect either from the first Ganav or from the second or from the Eichel is because the Eichel is also Ganav.
It's not because maybe he ate it with Rishos?
Maybe
he ate it from the Ganav with Rishos?
And if he did, it's irrelevant. But as far as the first Ganav, then what? We're talking about the first guy. It belongs to the first guy. So he says, he's Mazik, the first guy. Ain't you're Mazik. Rashi says, Ferish, no, you stole him, the first guy. So the whole Yisrael of Ktsais is that Ganim and Ganim is Potl Gamri, and therefore you're Potter in this Rashi, so you're not like that. That's why this Rashi is very, very important. Top. Zakti Umara. So Rebchitza says, you can be going from either one. Zog the Gemara, Tanan, our Mishnah, guys, the Michael has born, Menech Lufneim, Tur Mil Shalem, Tuf the Rebchitza, Lachar is against Rebchitza. Why? Because Rebchitza says, it's Chayiv. One who eats it's Chayiv. The Amish of Affairs, Grazel Michael is Banov, is Potter. So at the Gemara, Kitanya hi lacha yish. The Chist himself said, Gaza v'loin is Yahishu abayit. But it was after Yish, and even if Chista holds, you're Potter. So the question is, why? Why is that? So Taisa says, Amis Yahishu ain't Gaiva. Element of Rishon, Kivon the Ochle Achrein. Afil Hecha the Ilu Ochle Chayiv LaHachze going Hecha the Leka Shina Rishos. Shenis Yaishu Acha Shebo Liyad Hasheni. So the Taisa says that when Chista says Dafka Loinis Yaishu Abayim, B'Lacha Yish, and that's where Chista learns our Mishnah. B'Lacha Yish, we say that you can't collect from the second guy. Why is that? The Taisa is mashma. Don't tell him it's out Yish Hashina Rishos. Don't tell him it's Yish Hashina Rishos. And that's the side of the Heter. Which you could have said that. Theoretically, that could have been Pshat. The Taisa is because it's mashma. Even in a Noifin, with Yish Hashina Rishos is not going to help you. Why? For example, what if the Shina Rishos is before the Yish? Right, which I think we discussed this once also. It's going to be negay soon of kuf tezvav, which betzim sounds like a gemara. But ma'aseh mechayiv v'shainim, which really says the gashayla. Right, what is the gedder of yish shin rishos? And Ramban said yish shin rishos is a gedder of heter asul yaday, which means that normally the gazlin can't be kainet once the guy is miyayish because it was a suras yaday when he got it was biser. Now, if the guy's miyayish, and then you give it to a new guy, you give it to the next guy, so it's Bateras the other team. When he got it, it was after Yish. Mel has to be dafk in that order. Yish, and then Shina Rishos. But if it's Shina Rishos and then Yish, it's not going to help you. But him is also Isaras the other. Says Taisus, that in that case, so there's no Yish to Shina Rishos. There's no Yish to Shina Rishos if it was Shina Rishos and then Yish. So and still it's mashma if Chista holds that after Yish, even if he gave it to the guy before Yish, and then the guy was miayish, it's mashma where if Chista holds, what's the din? The second guy is potter. So if you can't tell him it's as Yish Shin Rishos, because it's a case of Shin Rishos than Yish. And he brings right to the Gemara. Therefore, the Sotaisa says, so then the question is, what's Pshat? What's Pshat in Chista? So why is he potter? What's simple pshat in the Gemara? Lacha yush is mavur of chister. The guy eats, he's potter. And Taisus is machir. The can't be out to yish shinrishos. That's not why he's potter. Because he didn't do a shinrishos ben yish. That does not be yish shinrishos. So why are you potter? And chister says that's what Ramish is talking about. Yish slime is a Taisus. That's a pasuk. That's shin mikra. Mishmaitzin. The pot ben gzel kayemes. Asher gozel ken shegozel yachzim. Kan omna goes the Michael's potter. Mustav v'lev chista. There's dak lach a yish. Ram Chama argued. We'll see Ram Chama soon. Akapanim, Stasis says that this whole Gemara, which fine, Rashi didn't say anything, but he said that this Gemara is what Gemara is going to be now later, it seems to be a pasuk, that if the gzel is not kayemes, and it's and two tanoim. One gazelle is not around. You ate it, and it's lacha yish. Then there's no chiyuv. And that's our mishnah. That's what goes the machlos potter. Zog maravaita. So the second case of the mishnah was a nich lefneim. It's punim l'shalim. Amar Rambama. Zoi se meres v'shus yeres v'shus lakeh dami. Says Yom Racham, Zoi se meres v'grashing, Tanav nich v'tayim p'turim. V'shus yeres v'shus lakeh. V'hab luk v'shus acheres. The Reisha of the Mishnah of Chisna says must be malachayish. Otherwise, you'd be chai for eating it. So it means that the next case is also malachayish. So why are you part in the second case? Because Rishus Yairish is like Rishus Lekech, which means that then there's Yish Shin Rishus. Chinu came in Masin Lachayish. Kani Lul Yasin be Yish Shin Rishus. Div Yish could be like Kani. You can't tell me this mission holds the Yish is kaina, because then even the father would be potter. If we're saying the Ptur is only by the children, then says Ram Macham, the side of the Ptur is Yish and Rishus. They have to say that the Rishus of the Irish is considered Rishus Lekeach. Now we don't look at it that the son like just takes over the father, and really it's not considered Shin Rishus. No, the son Yarshining is considered Shin Rishus. So maybe it was years before. Then the father died. Now the son Yarshin, he's kind. That's the second case of the mission. Nechut's name is Pturim. Rav Amenei. Rishus Yair is Lapshus Akech. Dami. Machmez Kinan. Kisha Achmon. Skrashi. La'acher Mises Avien. V'nigzal en Yochel Taivan. Sharei Loi Gazlu. Says Rashi, Rava learns that, and I guess the first case, the Mishnah Gezel Machel is talking about when they stole it, they ate it when the father was alive. He's Machel's Bana. The second, Yeniach Lefneim, is when after he dies and they arshin it. What's the case, Lefi Rava? Also, they ate it though. Also, Keshachlan. Also, Keshachlan. I'm just wondering where Rashi, when Rashi says, "V'nigz na'yachol Taivan, sharei loy gazlu, sharei loy gazlu."
So Rashi and the Mishnah says,
"Oh, he said stole from the pond." That's what Rashi.
They didn't steal. What? They didn't steal it. So meaning, there's not like Rav Chisna's din. When Rava says k'sha'achlam, that's not just Rav Chisna's din of that after Yish, you can't be goyim from the second, from the Eichel. Chayr is, right?
Is the argument of Chiz,
you mean? No, okay, he's holding you. Rabbis will say, like of Chiz, because
so why isn't it because
of the It's after Yish. No, it's after Yish.
Oh, yeah.
And if Chiz is a lot, we said Mishnah Tum Alach Yish, right? So in the second case of the Mishnah, of a Nichlef name is really the first case of the Mishnah, Fi Rava. It's just that one is by the father and one is by the Yisrael when they're dead. I'm just wondering, what is Rashi telling me? Rashi seems to be saying it's a different word over here. Rashi says, the reason why the Nigzal can't be Tavei of them is because they didn't steal it. Meaning, what's the Svar? Why didn't they steal it? They ate it. They ate something which is not theirs. Right? Yehoshua Shishu Rishu Lavish is okay. Means Batsim doesn't belong to them. They weren't kind. El my Batsim still belongs to the Nigzal. So what does Rashi mean, Legazlu? Hare Rashi explained it. Before Yish, we say they did steal it, right? So what does Rashi mean, Legazlu? I mean, there's a Ptur, like Taisa, it's a Pasuk. When it's not Ben, there's a Ptur. Is Rashi arguing Taisa? This Rashi is a little confusing to me. Rashi seems to say that the Yisrael of the Ptur, Teis says, Gzeh is a custom. Yeah, can't you gaza? It's not Ben, Achach Yish, you're kind. Rashi says, I don't know what he's saying. They didn't steal it.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Why is this Dach Lach Yish? Is Rashi Sfar Dach Lach Yish? Rashi Sfar even before Yish? Did we say they didn't steal it? Because they're saying, I don't know
Rashi. Even if you do another thing, it's not.
What? What Tzais? First of all, Rashi doesn't hold Tzais. Tzais says because it's Ganav Achar Ganav. Because it's already stolen. It's not what Rashi says. Rashi says because they didn't steal it.
But in regards to the fact that if you steal something and you break it, it's considered not another magic of Zayla. Rashi maybe is saying that even if you did it, it's not magic.
But Rashi before said it is.
Okay, so I don't know, but I'm saying this Rashi sounds like that,
right? Huh? I don't know. I don't know. It sounds that way, yes. That's my problem. That's my problem. Is Rav arguing with Chisna and Rav holds even before Yish? And that's kufr machoyek. Maybe, I don't know. Just Tais would tell you lachayir. It's from Malachi Yish and holding Rav Chisda is daf kufr neish. Malachi Yish, we have a pasuk. That's what I would learn the Gemara simple. As the Gemara right before this, the Gemara said Malachi Yish, the Reish in the Mishnah, Gozel Machl, it's from Malachi Yish. Malachi Yish. It says when the gzeil is not ben and it's Malachi Yish, there's a gzeil is a kusiv that you know here. So I don't know why Rashi. And Rashi never explained it to me what happens Malachi Yish, right? Okay, so this Rashi is not so clear to me. So, weiter. Weiter Gemara, Mitani Seifa, Moi Dov Sheish Bech Rayis, Chayav Mashalim, Mechlal, Nereish, Vigzeil, Chiyem, Mitzaskinon. So, Rashi, Mitani Seifa, Moi Dov Sheish Bech Rayis. Keep going. Dov wasn't Dov Sheish Bech Rayis. At this point in Gemara, it doesn't mean what we normally understand to mean Achrayis. Achrayis normally means like Karka, Shibud, Achrayis Nechosin. Here it means no. When Dover had Nikola Rabim, Venira Kol Shah, Kain Kark, Oik going Talzuksos. Something that's Mesuyim that it's clear that this is the Dover Nigzel. Rashi, Chayom Lachzim with the Kovar Avim, Shabriyas Oim Rois, Zu Tal Shagazo Pliny. People always pointing at it and saying, oh, that was Dover Nigzel. So it's a Bzayim for the father. So Michlal, the Begzel Kamis Askina. Right? It means the third case in Mishnah, obviously Gzeres Kayemis. It's still around. People are saying that's what it is. It's still around. If that case is still around, I feel okay, because the Lav Mishum covered part the little Bereshim as Nisan. So we say, no, the Nich Lefneim is talking about, well, it's not Dover Sheesh Bachrayis. It's not something that's Mesuyim. It's not something that's Nicker the Gzela. Right? And that's why he Potter. They say, Fichayim, because it is Dover Nicker. But so what do we see? In both cases, the gzeil is chayemis. Saki telling me that's no makish achlum, and that's why you potter. Amachar chista, amacharava, hachikamar. Im enichlam mevien achrayis nechasim chiyav mshalim. So Rashi, hachikam enichlam mevien karka. So now we're going back to the general definition of achrayis, which means karka. Not that the dover nigzol is karka. Dover nigzol is nicker, rather achrayis mshaloi. If the father left over karka and his karka was meshubit to the gzeila, so then they have to pay. Not because of what they did, right? But because of what the father did. The karka is meshubit to the gzeila. So that's the safest. But that's, we could be talking about taka. It was achlum. But you're not paying because you ate it. And then you talk a potter. You're paying because the father stole it. And then there's a sheba that's chal and chasim. Playing the pashit. So, like the Gemara, Vamasnila, Rebbe, Rebbe Shim Berei. Lloyd Dov Sheesh Bachrayis Mamish, Afil Par of a Chayrishba, Chamor Macham Acharo, Chiyab Mahaxim, Fnei, Kfayt Aviyim. Zok Rashi, Rebbe explained this to Reb Shimon. And we say achrayis, it doesn't mean karka. It's even a para and a chamar. Says Rashi, how come Eden she didn't exil? Chayav me'al magzel kiyam is askinon. The way Rebbe explained this halacha to his son, it's clear, not like Rav just answered, that achrayis nechasim, and the chiv is al the father, and in the male in the case of a niach, so yedit. Ella Marava, he was saying it's the way we thought at the beginning, that it's Gzeil Be'en, a male of that Gzeil is Ben, and then the Mitziyasa of Nil Chafenim is also my Gzeil Ben. Tim came back to square one. Why is it theirs? If it's just Yerush, it's Lav, it's just Lakeach, then why are they Potter? Rama Chama said, the Chayiv because of, they're Potter because of Shish Yerush, Lav, it's just Lakeach. Elam Rava Kishachivna Rabbaishia Kishachivna Rabbaishia not the Lavasi. After Lachamev Esrim, Rabbaishia didn't come to greet him. The other mammoths. Why? Yosel Crossrag. Hibisim Asnisan Kambase. I'll be very appreciative that I explained the mission like his Braisa. The Tan Rabbaishia. Hagoizel Maichlis Banov Paturim Lashale. Hanichu lefneim gezeila kayemes chayavin. Engzel kayemes paturin. Right? If the gezeil is kayemes, the chayiv. Why? Gushus yairish. So according to Rava, this bride of Aisha fits the Mishnah to the T. The Grashim. Think of us. The chayis mamish. Moshein gzal kiyames. Tzurim echzera. Vaymukid lo b'davar mesuyim. We're not saying that when the Sefer says Yesh Bachrayis Chayav L'Shalem, it's like Rebbe because it looks bad. Rather, Kim the Ashkhan Hakim Teritzin Le Masnisin Kibraisa like Hashem Lomai the Master Rebbe Le Rav Shimon Berei the Braisa Kaima Kavase. So even though it's a little funny because Hare Rebbe is one that authored the Mishnayis. So if Rebbe is telling this to Rav Shimon, you know, you have a choice of explaining the Mishnah like Rebbe, or explaining the Mishnah like Avashia, it would make more sense explaining the Mishnah like Rebbe. That was just a stammer horror that I had. But anyway, the point is, he's going to explain the Mishnah like Avashia, and then it fits with Rav Shita, if Shiz Yer is Lav Shizukeach, and the Mishnah is because Achlam, and the Sefer. The chiv is not because it's davar mesuyim al kavod. Rather, it's talking about chayis chosim karka. There's a shibud, and the reason he doesn't pay is because it was meshubud b'shchayei ovid. Talk to Mar Baiter. Omamar engzel kayemes petura peturin. Rabbi said. And is Gzel Kem Zichayim, and Gzel Kem Zipater. Nay, so a Braisa that says Gzel Kem is Rash, the Shloch Lach and Maisai, with Tobin and Nigzel, Chayavin, the Shus Yerish, Lach Shusakech, Nami, the Yishkadi, Loikani. Oh, it's Rash, and Gzel Kem is. Shachlu Achimid, this is all the Braisa. Pturin, the Inu Loi Gazel Midi. Again, Rashi says, it's not Gazel Kemis. Rashi says, again, that same line. Rashi says, look again, different than Taisus. No, the Inu Loi Gazel Midi, Rashi says. In Rava, this is in the Braisa. Inu Loi Gazel Midi. They didn't steal it. That's why they're Pater. Yeah. Oh, so what's Mara's problem now? Name Tevetiv Rav Chista. This Braisa is a steer to Rav Chista. Rav Chista says the Grashi. Rotsim Zegoiva. And here the Braisa says Engzil Kayemes. Same thing as the Mishnah. This is pretty obvious. I don't know why we even asked it. We asked the Kashmir Mishnah. We answered it. Malach Yish, Vachlua. And that's why the Potter. Amamar. Gzeil Kayemes. Chayavin. L'shalim. The other part of the Braise said, first part said, Zel Kiyam is Chayach Chayavim. Name Tevetir of the Ram Bachama. Because Ram Bachama said, Rishuz Yairish, Rishuz Lakech. So Meli Kaina Yishin Rishuz. The Grash, Yikim Lach Yish Okimna. All right, was that Stein the Braisa? It's talking about Lach Yish. The Braisa is talking about Lach Yish. Rishuz Yairish is Rishuz Lakech. So Chayach Yishin Rishuz. So why make Zel Kiyam? Does the Braisa still ahead you? Gzel kiyames chayavin. Why chayiv? Eyes yishin rishos. They should be able to keep it. Hamachar mechama kitanya hi lefnei yish. Oh, so he learns. He argues on Rav Chista. That's what comes out. That's what Taisum here spoke out before. The Rav mechama argues on Rav Chista. It's not beetsim. right? Just in Cheshbin, otherwise I'm going to deal with the Brayson. The dinner of Chista is not a steer to the dinner of Machama. But it comes out in the Cheshbin that Rav Mechama has to argue. That's the Tezus members of it. Rav Mechama argues. Why? Because he has to learn the Braisa. He can't learn the Braisa. He's talking about Lach HaYish. Because then, Megzel Kayames, the din would be the Yipater. Elma, he has to learn the Braisa. He's talking about Lefnei Yish. He has to learn the Braisa. He's talking about Lefnei Yish. The Grash, the Shin Rishus, Belo Yish, Lo Yikani. Vichein Megzel Kayames, oh. Shachlua, Achre Maisavin, Turin, the Lesley of Chista. So, where Rav Chista said, the Dafka Gozlon is Yahisha Bailim. Balacha Yir, the Gozlon is Yahisha Bailim, Bach Vachloi, is Chayiv, Ratsu Zegai, Ratsu Zegai, Ron Barb, Chama, because he's got a problem with the Baisa, is going to argue in that. And Ron Barb, Chama is going to tell you that what? That even lifnei yiyush gozal v'loy nisyay shabaylin v'bachav v'achloy he's potter. And that's Taisa's, let's go back, just run back to Taisa 1 second, when Taisa over here said that it's a gzeres hakasov, he said, according to Rav Chisda, the pasuk says that kain shagana, that means if it's not be'en your potter. Rav Chisda said that's talking about that mestabla Rav Chisda look mikro dafkal acha yiyush. From Machama, Muki Aflifnei Yish. So that means that's basically what we're saying right now. The Kudra Machama, the Bryce says, Engzel Kayemes, your potter. And Al Kach, the Bryce is talking about Lifnei Yish, because otherwise, Engzel Kayemes, you'd also be potter, because Yish is Rishus. And it's so a why potter? Why potter? Before Yish, and the guy eats it, yeah, the kids eat it, why are they potter? They ate something that doesn't belong to them. Why are they potter? So Taisa Gzeres Akasov, Kain Shiganav, that the Gzeil is not Ben, the Gzeil is not Ben, then you're going to be potter even Lifnei Yish.